Hello, Brent.
What's happening, my man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. I was nice to see that you were on the schedule today. It's been kind of a whirlwind because I've been in New York City for the last couple of days. I've only been back in the U.S. for like 5 days, so it's a little bit of a there's a lot going on right now. But I was looking at the schedule today, and I saw you guys come in, and was looking forward to talking to you.
Excellent. Me too, man. So, you know, I follow you guys across social media. I see the videos and the pictures and everything. You guys just wrapped up 6 weeks in Europe, right?
We did. We started in the UK and did 9 shows there, and then went into mainland Europe and had some of the most unbelievable shows as a because it's been a minute since we've done a headlining tour and that part of the world. So it'd been like 6-7 years from, you know, the time that we've done like a proper headline. And yeah, we finished up 4 shows in Russia, and then we came back to the U.S. and here we are. But the tour went great, and yeah, we were very, very happy to be back in the United States, though, I must say.
I'm sure the crowds, especially your last 5 shows in Russia, I'm sure the crowds were pretty insane.
It's just really good to see the growth of the base in, you know, that part of the world. I mean, it's interesting all the way around. You know, in the European markets, in the UK, the live performance, like music there is like air to them. And not taking anything away from other countries all over the globe and what have you, but we've just always seen that in the UK and in the European markets, the live performance of things that go on over there, it just means a lot to them over there. So it was a little cold, definitely.
Sure.
But that didn't stop anybody from getting to the venues. I think we had pretty much the entire tour was for the 6 weeks we were over there. I think there was only 1 or 2 shows that weren't completely sold out. So we're very thankful for that as well. It was a successful tour.
Yeah, you guys played upwards of 130 shows this year alone. And here we are already talking about 2019. And it's funny because I already had my tickets to the Smith & Myers show up at Starland before you announced the second night. And then I got my tickets for Nashville for the Ryman Auditorium you guys are doing the evening with. And here I had no idea you guys were about to headline the MMRBQ next year.
Going out and buying tickets is what I want to know. I mean, we've known each other for a while now.
Yeah, no, man, I'm always supporting my brothers, and you know, as soon as those tickets go on sale, or as soon as there's even mention of it, obviously people come to me and be like, but your buddies with Shinedown, you can get us in, you can get us backstage, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, I buy my tickets just like everybody else.
Well, as you know, in regards to that, that is very, very appreciated by us, and thank you for the support. That means a great deal to us.
Oh, absolutely.
But the station means a great deal to us, and so do you. I mean, how long have we been working together? I mean, we've got to be going on close to, you know, over a decade.
Yeah, it's almost 15 years. 2004, I think, was the first time we really got to know each other and got our first pictures, you with your red hair and me with my short hair and all that.
Short hair and the red hair, yeah. You're definitely going back.
Yep.
So it has been a minute. But, you know, look, we don't ever take it for granted. You know, get up reaching the number one spot, you know, on the rock charts here in the United States recently, you know, meant a great deal to us. And, you know, there's a lot of work to do in regards to just, you know, putting forth attention from a global standpoint. So, yeah, it may seem, if you follow it closely with the band and what have you, that it can look at times like, when do they not tour, or when are they not on the road? But the reality of it is, you know, we genuinely love what we do. And the other thing is that we never look at a market or a city or a country and think about, oh, well, we're going to eventually saturate this and people are going to be sick of us. The reality of that is, for us as a band, I mean, I never started writing songs because I wanted to be famous. I started writing songs because I had something to say. And I think that the fan base, whether they've been there from the beginning or they're just finding out about the band, knows that there is a level of respect and a level of honesty and a level of, you know, musicianship, you know, songwriting and performance in regards to what Shinedown does. Like, we're just not designed to phone anything in. We just can't. We never will. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had longevity. So with the touring side of things, we're really just kind of getting started with this album. There's a lot of the globe in 2019 that were going to be, some countries that we haven't been to at all in our career. But when it came time to look at, May, and because we're already kind of all the way through July of 2019, I know that kind of sounds a little, crazy, we're that far into it, but you have to plan now more than ever just because, I mean, this year alone, 2018, the touring industry overall was up 400%. So that's great for vendors and for venues and, of course, for, the general public, no matter where you're at in the world, because that means that there's a lot of bands, a lot of artists, male, female, all different styles of music, and there's a lot of live shows out there, which is cool. But you've got to be really mindful of not, rehashing the same show and going back to markets over and over and over again and just presenting the same show. That's not what we do. So I think everybody in 2019, if they saw us in 2018, it's time to step it up. You know what I mean? So I think that they're going to see a show unlike anything that they've seen with us. Quite frankly, because we're in the middle of designing it right now.
Sure.
We're always trying to, you can't rehash what you've already done, man. You've got to be inspired and go out there and really bring the public and the audience, what they deserve, which is, your absolute 100% on every level, which is what we try to do day in and day out.
That's one of the many things I love about you guys. I mean, obviously I haven't missed a show in probably the past 15 years with you guys, and each touring cycle, each album cycle, the updating and the upgrading. And just like you said, between last year's show and this year's show, it was just so much more and more with, especially our MMR listeners, because I wave the Shinedown flag proudly when I'm on the air here. And, more and more these people are like, Shinedown is so damn good. And each year when you guys come back, like when they made the announcement for you guys to be the headliner for the 2019 MMRBQ, the buzz was greater than I've ever heard before. And I think that is sort of plays a part in what you were saying about, each year the show's different, expect something different. You can't miss it. The fear of missing out, especially with you guys year after year, you guys really bring it when it comes to, not just musically and sonically and all that, but visually, this past go around with the laser beams and all that kind of stuff. You guys really brought it, and I love it. I love the pyro too.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day too, like I kind of look at it from the mindset of it's a little bit like being in the third grade forever. And what I mean is, there's always that inner kid in me that's at the beginning, like the very first time I went and saw a show and I saw production and I saw pyrotechnics and theatrics and the lighting and the shadowing and just, really making it an experience, because you can get up there with a backdrop and a little bit of lighting and what have you, and we can do what we coined over the years, which is sometimes the band has to be their own pyro. It's and there's a time and a place for that, but when you get to a certain level and you're being presented, case in point, being the headliner for MMRBQ in 2019, that's a big deal for us. And it's also a big deal because we have so much respect for the station and just respect for the city. So the reality of that is what we're going to do when we have these opportunities is we're going to make sure that we give you a spectacle and one that is artistic and genuine and that is very much about theatrics and production, never taking anything away from the songs. But we want it to be an experience. So, the next time that we come into town, you'll bring 10 friends, hopefully, because, I think it turns into one of those things of, I wonder what they're going to do this year.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be your third time playing the barbecue, if I'm not mistaken. This will be your first time headlining.
Our very, very first time headlining it. So, once again, right there, that's a big deal for us. It's our first time headlining it. So, believe me, man, we're going to bring it. And I think everybody's going to lose their minds, man. It'll be cool.
So it's going to be Saturday, May 18th, BB&T Pavilion over in Camden. We have a great local band, Saravo, set to open up for you guys. Tommy Vexed and Bad Wolves. We got the Glorious Sons. We got the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, Chris Jericho and his band Fozzy. Then, of course, we have the always fun Struts. Amy Lee and Evanescence, you guys have played and toured with those guys. And, of course, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I presume you've been on a bill somewhere with pretty much all of them, huh?
The Glorious Sons. We've never had the opportunity to even be in the vicinity for a show with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, which I got to be honest with you, man, that's kind of, you know, I'm still a little like starstruck by that. I don't get starstruck a lot more. if I get a chance to say hello to her, I might pass out. So, because I'm just such a huge fan. You know, the other thing too is we played with the Struts, but only overseas and only like during like Download Fest and some, more of the bigger festivals from the European side.
Sure.
I'm going to tell everybody something about the Struts though. Those guys are incredible live. Like when I say incredible, I mean they are incredible. So whatever you do, make sure you get there so that you can watch the Struts, because they are out of control and just absolutely awesome. Of course, the lovely Amy Lee, we worked with her in the past and it's wonderful to see her on the bill. And we got a lot of friends, you know, and a lot of new people that we're hoping to, you know, say hello to for the very first time. It's a really very well-rounded lineup. And, you know, I can't say enough about Chris and everybody involved with Fozzy. I mean, Zach and Jericho have known each other for years now, and they have a great relationship, and they're really good friends. So I think it's a really solid lineup this year. And I think we're going to, you know, everybody involved is really going to bring an amazing show.
Nice. If you had to recall, what would be the strangest bill you were ever a part of, whether with Shinedown or prior?
The strangest bill? I don't necessarily know if it was the strangest bill, but it was definitely the most eclectic bill. So back in 2000, and I guess it would have had to have been 2009. So this is during the Sound of Madness album cycle. It was a European run, but we had 10 shows to do in Europe, and they were all festivals. So long story short, we flew into Amsterdam, and when we flew into Amsterdam, we landed, got in the bus, went directly to the fairgrounds where this show was being held, which is a legendary festival. It's called Pink Pop.
Yes.
In Amsterdam. And so we arrive literally with 1 hour before we're supposed to be on stage. We are the first act of the tour, or of the show, you know, and it's a 3-day festival. We are literally the first act of the festival. But we made it. We got up there with like zero sleep after, you know, being in a plane for 11 hours. And we got off the plane, went straight to the place. Got on stage, played for 35 minutes, and then it was kind of like, all right, that's it. You're free for the rest of the day. I mean, we had some interviews here and there, but on the day that we played, like the stage that we played, it was us, and I know Metallica, I think, was the headliner for the show, like the whole tour, or for that night. But Katy Perry was there, Britney Spears was there, so one stage, and then Slayer was there. So, like, one
wow.
moment you have Katy Perry on one stage, you have Slayer on the other. You know what I mean? It was just a cornucopia of, it didn't matter what genre, like, everything was there.
Yeah.
And I remember just kind of looking around and thinking to myself, this is actually really freaking cool, you know, because there were just no boundaries. You know what I mean? It wasn't about like, oh, well, you're that style of music, so that's only, you know, that's all of what this stage is going to be. And, you know, it's not going to be any of this or a certain day or what have you. It was all kinds of rockers, metalheads, pop artists. I mean, you know, urban, rap. I mean, you name it. It was going on that day. So
somebody caught something new, whether they wanted to or not.
Nice,
man. That's a good one. That's a good answer to that. So you mentioned 2019. You guys are pretty much booked through July, and I know that you're not much of a writer while you're on the road because you're in the road state of mind. Anything else coming out from Shinedown, you know, in 2019, other than more shows? And I know you're doing the Evening With. I know you're doing the Smith and Myers couple acoustic shows, and of course, then doing the rest of this Attention tour for next year. Any chance of a release, a live stuff, maybe a deluxe Attention record or something?
I mean, right now we're looking at, because how the touring is being set up and also what's going to be coming next, for the rock and roll community in regards to singles for and off of Attention, Attention. There's a lot of things that we've done this year in 2018, prepping ourselves for 2019.
Gotcha.
As far as like anything from a recorded side of, you know, live or anything that's going to be coming out in 2019 that we know of, nothing just yet. The other side of what we're doing is also finishing up all the visuals for the videos for everything that's on Attention, Attention, so that you will be able to visually, alongside sonically, you know, listen and watch the entire, you know, Attention, Attention album. So we're in the process of finishing up all the songs and the videos for that. You never know with us, though. We have some things like right now that, you know, unfortunately I just can't talk about because there's a lot of moving parts.
Sure.
I promise everybody that it will be one of the most interesting years in regards to the things that we are going to be doing in 2019. We're definitely we're not resting on our laurels, if you know what I mean. We're definitely going to push the envelope on some things.
Excellent. Another good answer to the question. I got one more for you before I let you go, Brent. So you did a killer version of Mustang Sally on the Muscle Shoals Small Town Big Sound tribute album. My question to you, was it purposely printed as Brentley Stephen Smith on the back of the cover? Because my mom used to call me Brentley as a kid growing up, and I was just curious as to why that was on there.
Okay, so check it out. It was on purpose, and because that is actually on my birth certificate, that's my full name.
Okay.
So it's Brentley, but it's my full name is actually Brentley Stephen Smith, and it's not like Brent Lee, like B-R-E-N-T, and then like L-E-E,
right,
and you know, a hyphen or a dash or whatever. When, you know, you got to think about this, too. It was 1978, and my mom just wanted me to have an original name and something interesting. And you didn't really hear the name Brent very often in the late 70s, early 80s. And so that in and of itself was not a name that you really heard. And then she added the L-Y because she thought it was cool. And I always go by Brent. The other thing, too, like, if you look, if you have a physical copy or a vinyl from the new album, Attention, Attention, if you look inside when it has the personnel and, like, what everybody does, we decided on this album that all four of us, myself and Eric and Zach and Barry, that we would put our full names on this particular album. So if you look, you can see like Zach, his name is Michael Zachary Myers,
right?
Myers. Yeah. If you look at Barry, it's Barry Allen Kirch. And if you look at Mr. Bass, Eric, it's William Frederick Bass III. So because we thought it would be cool, you know what I mean?
Right.
And of course with me, it's Brentley Stephen Smith. So at the time too, because the Muscle Shoals thing literally happened out of nowhere, and I was able to go down there to Muscle Shoals and cut it with some of the original players that actually recorded with Wilson Pickett on the actual song when he did the, you know, the actual Mustang Sally.
So cool.
So that was a mind-blowing event to begin with. And I just wanted to do something different, man. So I was just like, when they asked how they wanted to put it on there, if it was going to be Brent Smith, was it going to be Brent Smith of Shinedown, I was like, just put my full name on there. And that's exactly what they did.
Very cool. Well, my full name is Brenton, B-R-E-N-T-O-N, and I was born in 1980, so a couple years after. And same deal. You know, my mom just wanted something different. And to this day, I know there's a football player with the first name Brenton in the NFL, but I've never physically met another Brenton.
Neither have I. That's even more rare than probably Brentley, because I also know, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, they'll add the L-Y to certain names and what have you. It's a little bit more known now, but I've never even met a Brenton.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure, you know, you're the one, man. There you go. You know, you should own that on every level, you know, football player or not, you know.
Sure.
Take it, man. You own it.
Right on. Excellent, man. Well, hey, man, always great talking to you. Just for the listeners out there, wanted to reiterate the fact, tickets go on sale Friday, December 14th at 9 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. And I can't even begin to tell you how excited we are at MMR to have Shinedown back through the Philly area to help us kick off the summer concert season. And Brent, thanks so much for taking a few more minutes to chat with us. I hope you have a very happy holidays, and we'll see you and the boys May 18th at the MMRBQ.
100%, man. Thank you guys so much, and all the ladies as well, everybody at the station, everybody in the city. Please come out and see us next year, like you said, kicking off the summertime. We're very honored to be, you know, playing the MMRBQ for the very first time as the headliner. Everybody, make sure you have a wonderful holiday and a great, wonderful new year. We're going to be seeing you in the new year. Do me a favor from myself and everybody in Shinedown, though. Everybody out there, if you're going to a lot of holiday parties, make sure you take care of each other, all right? So make sure you got a DD, a designated driver, because we want to make sure we see everybody in 2019. So take care of yourselves out there, and we'll see you next year.